Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, shooting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for you 24-7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at crabdiving.com.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you!
However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the brain time and ear hole time, etc. Bandwidth, whatever the fuck. We appreciate it all. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours working on our Russian dictionary.
Next!
We'll be right. I'll be back in a second because I've got to go hook up a cable.
I gotta go lay some cable up in this motherfucker.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And while at Vile Experience lays some cable, I just want to say I would like to pre-order one of those cell phone covers Uncle Nipples is selling to commemorate his
covers.
What are they, real cell phones?
It's a full commemorative cell phone in Russia. If you go to facebook.com/crabdiving, you can see the story. It's a $2,500.
It's a cell phone?
Cell phone, yeah.
I thought
it's
it
actually
was
built
a cover.
Into the no, I think it's actually built into the actual phone itself.
I'm sure that's what the poor starving people of Russia need, by the way. I need a phone with Schindler's face embossed into the fucking back of it. God damn it. And by the way, I gotta say this. I've been reading all these fucking stories about global warming and the fucking environment. And baby, it's fucking here. We're about to fucking pay the price for these GOP fucking climate deniers. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Have fun drowning, dickhead. You know,
oh, yeah,
honestly.
Bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, it's not good. It's not fucking good. We're already seeing the effects of this global warming. Insurance premiums are going up for people that are going to get fucked in the ass by climate change.
Oh.
And are these politicians that ignored it for years? That knew it was happening, that pretended they didn't believe in fucking science.
Well, they ignore it. They actively fought against it.
Yeah.
And fought against the science talking about it.
And these dickheads,
Inhofe,
they're going to be fucking dead by the time any of this shit hits the fan. That pisses me off for some fucking reason. Well, for every reason.
They've all got to be atheists because there's no way in hell somebody like Inhofe or somebody like Mitch McConnell, Paul
Mitch
Ryan,
the bitch,
actually believe in an afterlife and like a heaven if you're a good person. Because there's no way in hell that they would think they're going to go there, and there's no way in hell that they care about their legacy or history.
Oh, fuck no.
You think Kellyanne Conway, to be Kellyanne Conway's kids? Oh my God.
Well, maybe I would change my
thing,
name.
It's a common enough name, good thing. I went to school with a bunch. It's very Irish. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not that. I grew up in an Irish neighborhood and went to an Irish school. Mostly Irish people.
Is she your people?
Well, Conway is her. I guess that's her married
apologize.
Name, maybe.
Apologize.
But Conway is a very Irish name. So.
Apologize. She's one of yours.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere. And humans are turning on everywhere.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Monday. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Don't forget, if you want to tweet us during the show, at crabdiving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G.
Twat us.
Or you can hurl us a message over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Crabdiving. So tempting. Listen to everybody. Went to the beach yesterday. Fucking amazing. Amazing.
Right.
The rain is cool. I like rain. Right. I could forego multiple days in a row of it.
Multiple.
But the humidity sucks balls.
Oh, yes.
But goddamn, hanging out in that Gulf.
Yeah, look out for tiger sharks, motherfucker.
Absolutely helps me because I think I was in the water for a couple hours straight yesterday, and I'm not exaggerating.
It's good for your skin. Unless a shark bites your dick off, then it's bad.
Fortunately, I had sprayed myself with titanium level.
Yeah.
100 level or 80 level or 90 level.
That's good for the sun rays.
It actually worked.
It doesn't matter. The sharks don't care. Actually, that pisses them off probably because it makes you taste better.
I like to eat.
Hey, by the way, shout out to Alex Jones, by the way. I don't think we've ever played a segment where he has shown so much concern and care about the privileges and the rights of a certain group of people, you know, the hybrid humans. I mean, he's worried
about their rights.
That's a shocking amount of passion and empathy that he was able to show toward a fictitious being. I'm
animated. I'm alive. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I like to have children.
Don't forget also, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Cussing Liberal Media, you buy shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark that shit. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
As you're saving money.
You know, you think that's how you get through to people like Alex Jones. You think, listen, imagine black people are chimera and see if you can have that kind of fucking empathy for them. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Right.
He's got more empathy for chimera than he does for actual real humans.
Oh, yeah.
Who just have a different hue their skin.
Right. The chimera actually doesn't exist, but whatever. It's a start, Alex. You know?
Well, that's not true.
Does he think Romulans should have the same rights as Vulcans?
Didn't he say like 80% pig humans are out there or like 80% bull? Or where?
80% bull.
Where?
Oh,
where? Where?
Oh, do you get a say on what do you get? Like, do I want the hooves? I mean, I want to keep my fucking thumbs. I would like the horns. Yeah.
The chimera of old, of mythology, was like a sewn together beastie. Like the body of a lion the head of a goat and shit like that sticking out of its back. And
with other, more than one animal. It's not just one stupid animal.
Right. It's not like a liger. Or what's the
jackalope,
the zebra mule.
Jackalopes
don't
exist.
Oh,
okay. You've never been to a South Georgia gift shop at a truck stop then, huh?
My dad had one hanging on the wall.
Oh, really? How do you explain that?
The plastic antlers.
Okay.
Stapled to a dead rabbit head.
Those aren't going to biodegrade. This fucking jackalope plastic antlers are going to be in a landfill and the planet goes tits up.
It wasn't the highest end jackalope either because there are enough out. Well, it had plastic antlers.
All jackalopes all created equal.
There's enough out there that are with real antlers and shit. But apparently my dad didn't invest enough money in the one that he picked up somewhere.
Could you imagine you're walking around in the forest? You know, all your hooves, and you got antlers and your shit. Do you think that deer would ever imagine? He's like, you know what? These things on your head right now, eventually you're going to be killed, and they're going to rip these horns off you. They're going to sew these horns to a fucking stuffed rabbit and call it a jackalope. What do you think about that?
Prime Day trending over at the Twitter. It is Amazon Prime Day.
Oh,
60% off all kinds of shit. By the way, you can join Prime at crabdiving.com/Amazon. And then again, whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little tickle, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello. We get paid.
We'll actually get less because you're saving more money.
Oh,
but that's okay.
I didn't think about it
but
like
that's
that.
Good.
Is it good?
We're okay with that.
Okay.
Wimbledon also trending. Great match today.
Who won?
Muller.
The guy, he's got time to do that investigate Schittler?
Yeah, he's got a really bitchin' left-handed serve.
Bitchin'. Oh, speaking of this Russia shit, I guess, time to move on.
And, move along, nothing to see here.
Right, these aren't the George you're looking for, dummy.
I guess we could see, I'm sure I know what the headlines are as well.
Hello?
Well, as the spotlight turns momentarily... everybody's getting their turn in the barrel.
Oh, yes.
Kushner and Manafort and Flynn. Today, it's Don Jr.
Fuck you.
Who may have actually admitted to having committed a crime.
Now, which Don is this? Is this the really, really, really ugly motherfucker with the teeth? The fucking teeth? He looks like a barracuda face. Got a little rat barracuda face. Slick back hair.
So far, you're describing both of them, keep going.
Please, pretend you don't understand which one I'm talking about.
What color hair?
Blonde. Ugliest one.
No, this is... Okay. This is... Don Jr.
Okay, Donnie.
Is in Trubs. See what's going on. I'm sure that's the headlines, but let's check out. Let's be fair and balanced. See what's going on at the HuffPo and the Drudge Repo.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, July the 10th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Fuck you.
I never thought of that. Do you think Southerners started saying it that way because it's an anti-Semitic thing?
Yes, sure. I think it's safe to lean that way.
Everybody knows that Jew lies.
Let me tell you something. When we talk about these rednecks and these Southerners, and we say, could this be coming from a racist perspective or something like that? I think it's time to
I don't even know what you're talking about, but
no benefit of the doubt there. Yes, just assume it's racist.
A lot of it, guys.
I'm here!
God.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal
HuffPost. Ate my dick.
The headline says, they changed it. They had a little pun earlier.
No, God damn these puns.
But they've changed it now. There's a picture of Uday or Kuse, whichever the fuck one this is. It's Don Jr. It's not a great picture of him.
The not as ugly one.
I'm not ugly shaming anybody.
I'm not ugly shaming him. That's not the point. I'm trying to identify him. And you know who I'm talking about when I say the ugliest.
Well, you could
please
say the blonde one or the brunetted one.
Yeah, that's true. I could say that, but I'm not.
GOP insiders never would meet like Don Jr. So the story be, yesterday I believe it was, I think it was the New York Times maybe broke this one yesterday.
Oh, those liberal lying little leftists.
One of the weekly drops. Last week, one of the big newsy things that happened was from the Wall Street Journal. And you'll note that Schindler never has called the Wall Street Journal fake news.
Well, it's Suck Buddy runs it, right?
Suck Buddy owns it.
Yeah. Suck Buddy better get in line.
The GOP campaign veterans say they wouldn't have met with a foreign agent offering dirt.
Oh, yes.
Veterans of several Republican presidential campaigns are saying they would have never taken a meeting like the one that Don Jr. attended last year in June, weeks before his daddy became the official GOP Prezi Nami.
I am getting a work call. I'm sorry. I have to take it.
Rock on.
It's an emergency.
Trump Jr. Said he met with a lawyer who claimed to possess damaging information about Shillery Killery evil murderous tons of bodies in her wake, Clinton. This lawyer is linked to the Kremlin, of course. Her name, I'm going to give this a shot here, Natalia Veselnitskaya. He said in a statement, Don Jr., that he didn't know who she was prior to the meeting, and that he asked his buds at the time, the campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, you may remember him, smell his finger, and it smells like Ukraine, like the former dictator of Ukraine that was ousted, run out, and ran to hide beneath the safety of Uncle Nipples' ball sack.
Sack.
And I also asked his bro-in-law, Jared, who, of course, who else, when you're looking to international relations, who are you going to go to but your brother-in-law?
Oh, yeah.
he asked them to attend.
Yes.
But told them nothing of the substance about the get together. So he's claiming that he got wind of this meeting. Somebody had some nasty pictures of I don't know, Hillary killing someone with her labia or something. She had oppo.
How do you do that?
This person, well, you know.
Detach labia.
They had...
deploy the claw.
Allegedly, this Natalia Veselinskaya...
Nine!
...said that they had some damaging information about the Clinton campaign, which, everybody does that shit.
Right.
But not everybody runs to foreign entities to get it. Usually they're running to people here in the United States that are nefarious.
And didn't everybody fucking go?
Well, that's the thing. If he didn't know, I don't know who I'm meeting. I don't know what this is about.
So let's go, guys.
And he said, told them nothing of the substance. So, of course, the campaign manager and his brother fucking in law are like, well, yeah, we'll go with you.
Right.
Oh, let's just go. I'm not going to tell them. It's going to be a surprise.
Hey, what was that movie?
How dumb do these people think we are?
I don't understand it, because every film I've seen where there's spies and politicians involved, everyone is oh so careful. What's that movie with the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman? What is that movie? Oh, God. It's the Charlie Wilson's War with the late, great Tom Hanks.
He's still alive.
Oh, shit. Okay. Thank God. You know, Philip Seymour Hoffman's character, he's like a spy, right? And he's always going to go, he's getting information, he's always gathering shit, but he does this thing where whenever he's in a room with somebody he doesn't know and someone asks him a question, he goes, I don't say shit because I don't know who that guy is. And these guys are very careful.
Right.
So what's up with all these ugly Trump kids?
This is just a lie. I mean, it's not even an artful lie. It's so ridiculous. And he's changed his story twice over the weekend.
Yes.
It's just not feasible. It's not plausible that Don Jr. said, hey, I got this wind on this nasty stuff about Hillary. Hey, Paul. Hey, Jared. Want to go?
Yes. Want
to
go?
And you think they're not like... Who is it? What have they got? And Don's like, I don't know, but let's go.
You guys want to go to fucking Russia this week? What are you doing? Anybody got plans?
It just doesn't. It just doesn't. None of it passes the smell test.
Was it fun? Do you think it was like, here's what I think. I bet it was probably a fun fucking trip. They got a private jet.
I think it was here.
Oh, they didn't get to go on a thing?
They met with this toady, this lawyer who's linked to Nipples.
Oh, yes.
Uncle Nipples.
Right.
Rick Tyler,
right,
former top aide to Ted Cruz campaign.
Right. Any akin to Liz
said that he would have called the FBI if approached by a foreign agent from an adversarial nation with stuff like that.
Yes.
He, as campaign manager, campaign dude,
hey,
to Ted Cruz,
okay,
would have called the FBI,
right.
If somebody from Russia called him.
Of course, right? I mean, to me, and I'm not even in government, I know that's a big shocker, or a spy, I would be like, this sounds fucked up, right?
Right.
I might not do it, but not Trump.
John Weaver, GOP consultant, advisor to Kasich and McCain of Arizona in the past, said, quote, I've been involved in 9 presidential campaigns. Never happened, never would happen, for all kinds of reasons. When they were asked if every presidential campaign would be willing to accept help from a nameless foreign agent.
A nameless foreign agent. That sounds so fucked up.
Well, it's a lie.
I don't even like, aren't you even, I mean, what about when you're a kid and your mom's like, hey, don't talk to strangers. Hey, don't talk to nameless foreign agents. I guess Mommy Trump never said that to her dumb, shitty, rich, ugly kids.
Right.
How did Ivanka get all the looks?
My mom was a teacher, so it'd be like somebody had bad gossip on a different teacher.
Yeah. Do you think Ivanka came from the loins of another man?
Ugh.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm serious, because if you line up her face to everybody else, whoa, I mean, something happened in the
DNA.
Well,
are you talking about her old face or the new one?
I'm going to say all her faces. All her faces. Her oldest and newest face looks, I mean.
And I wouldn't, and actually, I think, speculating.
Speculative. Crab diving. Fuck you.
But if you look at older pictures of Eric.
Yes.
Trump.
He's had work.
He's handsomed up, I kind of think. I think he used to not as be as in shape. And
but the eyes.
I think they may have had a little tooth work going on.
And shit. Keep working. I'm none of my business. I don't know. What do I know? Who knows? He's ugly.
So
I think he's a chimera, Eric.
The Michael Steele.
Yes.
Former top aide to the presidential campaign of Jeb Bush.
Top.
And I believe former head of the RNC.
Ooh.
Said, aside from the candidate himself, the campaign manager's time is among the most valuable resources for any campaign. So,
right.
Yes, it would be very odd for the campaign manager to appear at a meeting with a more or less random foreigner claiming they're peddling Oppo.
Yeah, that makes a lot of fucking sense. I'm going to meet this guy. I don't know who the fuck he is. I don't know where he came from, but supposedly he's got info on Hillary. Let's go fucking, hey, orange whips all around, baby.
Now, these are all Republicans. Stuart Stevens.
Stuart.
Chief strategist for Mittens Romney,
yes,
in 2012.
Shittens.
Said, if you could find someone in other presidential campaigns who has received Oppo from foreign interests, please share.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Citations, dickhead. Why is it when you yell citations at GOP conservative types, it's like they have a force field. It just bounces off their face.
Yeah.
They don't care. Citations, proof of what you're saying.
And then one of my favorite humans on the television as a pundit, a former top ethics lawyer in the Bush administration.
Bush.
Richard Painter.
Who the
Richard
fuck?
Richard Painter.
Oh, that guy.
You know who I'm talking about. He talks like this. Yeah.
From MSNBC.
When a Russian. Well, he's been on all of them.
Oh, yes.
When a Russian agent. He tweeted. When a Russian agent calls to offer dirt on a political opponent, a loyal American will call the FBI.
Not these guys.
Now he's, yeah, Don Jr. is saying he didn't know who he was going to meet. And it turns out it was this Russian lawyer. He's saying they didn't get anything.
Oh my God.
Out of it. It was a big, right. It was a ruse or whatever. And I saw another article that said, well, these morons.
Yes.
Or this moron specifically.
Right.
Fell for a classic Russian trap.
They just showed up.
Because him even showing up there is untoward. So all they got to do is tape him asking for this Oppo and asking foreign agents to help. And they've got him.
They got
compromised.
They got him by the 1%
right.
Ball sack. Damn, what these guys, it really is stupid motherfucking Watergate. Isn't it?
And what, I think I tweeted something to this effect earlier. Wait, why is all of these secret meetings that they're having that weren't listed?
Sacred.
Where's the one with Thailand? Where's the one with Australia?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the one with Angela Merkel that they were secretly back-channeling? Why is it Russia?
I'll tell you why. Because Uncle Nipples has Trump by the balls.
Right. Yeah.
And Trump's got, you know,
I mean, nobody's
nefarious financial dealings with these motherfuckers.
How do the Trumpansies square this? How do they, when you say to them, why is everything Russia, 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 Russia?
Oh, I can't.
And why are they lying about it?
Me, ooh, Miss Cicada, Miss Cicada, Miss Cicada, me.
Yeah.
Fake news. That's how they square it. They'll just say, fake news, stupid. Fake news. It's fake news. That's all they say. And they're fucking idiot fucking constituents and the people that vote for their dick-headed assholes. They're like, fake news. Da, 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 da. Right?
Yeah. Oh, it's the Democrats still crying that they lost.
By the way, for past seasons of Welcome Back, Cotter, please go to Amazon.com, take advantage of that Prime deal, and buy it. Buy all the seasons. I'm sure they're available there. Did you ever watch that show?
Reruns. Well,
welcome back,
sure,
Connor.
Sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, reruns. Who was the lead in that? That guy was great.
Gabe Kaplan.
There you go. Bam.
Who is a professional poker player now.
Oh, really? He's not dead?
No, he's really good poker player. He's, right. You see him on some of the championship shows sometimes.
Rorschach's dead.
He's not.
He is. Rorschach. Thought he died.
Ron. No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, good.
Ron something. Yes. Anyway. So that's the headline over the HuffPo.
It fate
is Don Jr. There's also a new report that just came out saying that the Don Jr.'s lawyering up.
Yes.
After this weekend.
No fucking shit.
Hired New York lawyer Alan Futerfus.
Futerfus.
To represent him in connection with Russia related investigations they've announced today.
Oh shit. You know, Don, or Eric, whoever the fuck, whichever Trump spawn this is. You know what I would do if I were you? You're able to hunt and gather on your own. You can shoot things and fend for yourself out in the woods.
Well, who's going to drug the animal so it runs slowly like they did for them, surely, in the Serengeti?
Take Bill Cosby along. You know, fend for yourself. Disappear into the woods because this ain't going to go well. Don't you think?
I hope not.
I mean, he is a rich
ultimately,
white guy.
Yeah.
But he's ugly. No, no, no. He's not as ugly as the other one. I mean, you know,
there's a story over to the Raw story also that says the list is growing of contacts, people who have lied about having contacts with Russia.
All of them.
And then Baghdad Barbie Skeksis Barbie was on the telly yesterday and today.
Hello.
She got pummeled by Chris Cuomo. Wait, oh, Chris Cuomo? Chris Cuomo? Who said something to the effect of, well, if you want flattery, there's another channel you can go to for that.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
A little swipe.
Yeah, go to Fox, dummy. Hey, by the way,
Maud Gaughan over at the Twitter tweeted she had a facelift and bled badly.
Yeah, but
just like I think she's talking about Ivanka.
Yeah, but look at the picture she just put up.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. I've seen that picture before. Look at Eric Jr. I think that's maybe a little Photoshop.
No, I don't think that. I think that's how they look naturally.
I think it's a little Photoshop. But
listen, I'm wrong. They're both very good looking people. My mistake, guys. Retraction. They're beautiful.
It could be. But I think.
Yeah.
I think it's a little reported. I hope it's
God
a little.
Damn. You need a couple.
That was Bette Midler who tweeted that.
This is a double bagger. That's a double bagger right there.
That was Bette Midler who tweeted that picture. Go to our Twitter page. And then Maud Gaughan at Anna Engelbrecht 5 retweeted.
Right.
Tweeted it to us.
Yes.
Amazing.
Thank you. They are just, they're both lookers. I was wrong. The camera loves them. So fun.
I got it. That's got to be Photoshopped. Shit. I mean, if God it's damn. Not, then, you know, kudos to whoever was that plastic surgeon.
You know, Ivanka has a different daddy. I don't, prove to me she doesn't.
Donald Trump Jr.
Yes.
In a March interview with the New York Times, denied having any campaign-related meetings with Russians. Quote, did I meet with people that were Russian? Oh, I'm sure I did. But none that were set up. None that I can think of at the moment.
None that
and
were set.
Certainly none that I was representing the campaign in any way, shape, or form. So his excuse now is saying, well, I didn't know she was Russian I met her.
Am I right to be sort of miffed, confused, baffled by that? Because, like, how do I meet a Russian, but I don't set up the meeting ahead of time? What do I do? Walk through the street with a megaphone? Hello, Russians. Are there any Russians I could talk to on a random fucking meeting? It's not set up. What the fuck is he talking about?
Trump admitted he attended the meeting to see what the dirt was, but that the conversation resulted in nothing meaningful.
But isn't that still illegal? To take
possibly.
The meeting? I mean,
we have Jefferson Beauregard. What about those To Catch a Predator?
Oh yeah. Oh my God, that would be.
Well, those guys aren't doing anything.
Yes.
They're showing up to fuck a kid,
right?
So fucking arrest them.
Yes.
Well,
and
how is Don Jr. showing up to commit a crime?
Right.
not illegal.
Can I ask, why Christopher Hansen of To Catch a Predator, why did he not ever show up to Comet Ping Pong Pizza and bust everybody at once right there on camera? Why not?
That whole thing kind of fell apart when one of those alleged predators locked himself in the house and killed himself or something like that, right?
While wasn't the show was going on?
Well, they stopped the cameras. I mean, but wasn't that kind of what the deal was? Or
I don't know.
Somebody, I think it was somebody, one of these people that he
right
outed or yes whatever, like killed themselves. And then people were like, well, what are we doing here?
Oh, no, no, no. Some heartless TV producer was like, oh, shit, could you get him to do it again? I want to get it. I want to get another angle.
I mean, go after these assholes, but shit. I mean, you don't have to fucking tape it. And what if you get one wrong? What if you do somehow something goes wrong? I mean, I don't know how you get one wrong. A guy showing up with, you know, a dildo and condoms and booze.
What about
the to the house of a 14-year-old? It's kind of hard to
right
explain away, but
well, what if,
I'm
what
Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
What if that's his Halloween costume? He doesn't know.
Did you bring condoms?
Yes. Hey, no, it's Florida. What about, oh, shit. The thought escaped me. Fuck, I hate that. Yeah.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
Hey, go
we've
to
got
Mars.
Some we've got some Alex Jones coming
how
up, by
in
the way. We'll
fuck
tease.
Do you have Alex Jones? I mean, we've had so much lately. Is he just losing his mind?
He does a daily show like we do.
But he's been fucking on fire, man.
We also in the list of some of these Trumpansies, these Trumpians, this cabal.
Yes.
Lying their fucking some of them ugly faces off. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III
yes
lied in his confirmation hearing,
oh,
which
shit
nobody seems to give fuck all about.
Hello.
On the Republican side. If it was a Democrat that even misspoke,
oh,
there
the
would be hearings
here
upon hearings.
Oh.
But Jeff Bosesh can outright lie. He when Al Franken asked him, did you have any meetings or connections with any Russians in regards to the Trump campaign? Sessions said, I did not have any communications with the Russians during the campaign.
Never lie to Stuart Smalley, you motherfucker.
And he made the same statement in writing.
Yes.
On his official questionnaire.
How do you miss?
He claimed that any communications he had were as a senator. You know, I'm on that Foreign Relations Committee, so I
yeah
have to meet people. And then they asked all the other members of the Foreign Relations Committee, well, how often do you meet with the Russian ambassador? Or how often have you met? And they're like, never?
God, come on, pussy. Step up to the plate, guys. Go meet some Russian stickheads.
It turns out Sessions met with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak at least
yes
twice in 2016. I think they found out a third one.
Oh, jeez. But that's nobody's business, right? Because, you know, fuck you, America. That's how they see it.
They're listing Mike Pence here as a liar, liar.
Oh, shit.
They say no one has denied Russian collusion or connections more publicly than Pence,
nah,
who was allegedly set up to lie on national television about Flynn. Remember, that's why Flynn got fired. Flynn didn't get fired for his breath smelling like Russian cum.
No.
He got fired.
That'll get you a promotion.
He got fired.
Yes.
Because Pence got caught lying about him.
Oh, okay. And so then they said Flynn lied to Pence to cover Pence.
Right.
Yes. God. Boy.
This says while Pence may try
what
to
a mess
maintain plausible deniability.
Oh, yes.
This is over to Raw Story, by the way.
Here's the hoping.
That the evidence is stacking up that over and over he was warned about Flynn's contacts with Russia. He was part of the he was heading up the transition team. What's her name? Sally Yates.
Yes.
Warned the transition team about Flynn. Obama administration warned the transition team about Flynn's contacts with the Russians.
Oh, shit.
So how Pence, who's running
yes
the transition team. Well, I didn't hear that at all.
Oh, come on. Come on, Mikey. Don't fucking bullshit us.
Even before the inauguration, Pence was sent a letter by Representative Elijah Cummings, warning the transition team that Flynn had concerning lobbying contracts.
God damn. You know, the thing I don't understand about Flynn, it doesn't matter. Because he's dirty. Would you ever hire him based on past indiscretions? I mean, Obama fired his fucking ass, did he not?
Flynn told anyone who asked him about his communications between Russian Ambassador Kislyak that he didn't recall if sanctions came up, but I'm not completely certain.
Hey, you remember when Comey was talking about all the copious notes he would write at his meetings? A lot of that, I mean, dude, if you're meeting with high-level government officials and your meetings affect the planet and the globe, are you not going to make one note? At least a mental note.
Right.
Hey, if you ask me, I met with a Russian guy. Did sanctions come up? Dude, I can tell you, I hung out with somebody. I can tell you if we talked about milk. I can tell you if we talked about cars. Because I'm not a total fucking idiot. Am I supposed to believe that Flynn, a guy who's a general, who came up through the ranks in the military, can't remember anything?
Oh yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, Lily. God damn it, Lily, you're right.
Like he can't remember. And Flynn anything? Also lied about payments that he had received. Well, I didn't get anything.
I forgot.
So I mean, that's why he's in big trubs.
Somebody check it. Somebody get a hair sample from here. See if he's a big fucking stoner. That's what it sounds like to me.
Jared Kushner.
Jared.
To gain his top security clearance, he was required to disclose any encounters with foreign government officials for the past 7 years. He did not list at least 3 meetings. And guess who those 3 meetings were with? Oh, let's call them some Russians.
God.
Why are they leaving the Russians off the lists of people that they were meeting with?
I forgot. I totally fucking forgot.
Interesting.
Man. I'm a high level fucking government person. I don't remember jack fucking shit. Can we get some government officials that remember shit, man? I know people that remember shit.
Paul Manafort. Again, I'm reading from Raw Story. These are some of the Trumpist cabal that have been caught lying about their Russian-itude.
Yes.
In a 2016 interview with George Snuffleupagus, Paul Manafort claimed there were no ties between him or Trump's campaign and Putin.
Quick questions. George Snuffleupagus, then he's a fucking hybrid. He's a chimera between a fucking Snuffleupagus and a...
Right.
Moving along.
Possibly a Greek guy and a...
Oh, yeah.
Another time in July...
Fuck you.
On a CNN interview, Manafort swore allegations about links between Putin and Trump was crazy. Meanwhile, around that time...
Crazy.
They discovered that Manafort, quote, secretly worked for a Russian billionaire to advance the interests of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He secretly worked for a billionaire. I mean, does that seem suspect to you? Does that throw up any red motherfucking flags?
Several people familiar with payments to Manafort and business records obtained by Associated Press revealed Manafort's secret work for Putin.
Fuck you.
Quote, it appears to contradict assertions by the Trump administration Manafort himself that he never worked for Russian interests. Another lie.
I didn't work for Russian interests. However, for a time, I worked for a rich as fuck Russian oligarch serving the interests of Vladimir motherfucking Putin. But other than that, no.
Carter Page.
God who, damn it.
Those Russians that were writing about him, we found out, were really kind by just calling him an idiot. Because
dude,
this guy
where the
is
fuck?
A real moron. He was on telly
from?
The other day.
Hello.
And what was it he said? That the meeting between Trump and Putin is the greatest diplomatic accomplishment in history.
Oh, God, please, blowjobs all around,
or something
please.
Like that.
Sucky, sucky, Jackie, Jackie.
It's so gross. It's
God.
Really,
where did
really
this
so
Carter
gross.
Page fucking come from?
I really don't know. That guy's.
He's a piece of work, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never met with him.
He said he had no meetings with Russian officials last year in February.
He's another guy that can't remember fucking shit.
And then on the Chris Hayes show, he said, "Well, I do not deny. I will never say." I never met him anywhere outside of Cleveland. Let's say that much.
I got to tell you, that is such a nefarious, insane, loony statement. MSNBC uses it as a drop to promote their fucking program, Carter.
It was then revealed that Page went to Russia with a secret. Well, they're saying allegedly Page went to Russia with a secret recording of Trump asking Putin to hack the election.
Hack. Listen.
That's an allegation.
I got to tell you, take all the legalities out of this bullshit. I mean, what confidence do you have that the Trump, say there was a really super secret important mission they needed to pull off to save the fucking country. Do you have a lot of faith in their confidence of keeping it super fucking secret? God, they're not good at anything.
Trump can't even.
God, they
Trump
suck.
Can't keep a secret.
Where do you find Carter Page? Where do you find this loon? How does he work his way into the upper echelons of our shitty fucking
government? Is a useful idiot
government
that was used by the Russians. And let's not forget that Don himself, when they were talking about who are your foreign policy people,
yeah.
Listed the name Carter Page, PhD, or something like that. And everybody was like, who the fuck is Carter Page?
Where the fuck did you find this motherfucker?
And then later, remember they tried to say, we don't know Carter Page. He's never been connected to the campaign or to our administration. And they're like, we've got a tape of Donald Trump saying Carter Page. Oh, well.
Yes.
That. This is another time they're caught with a lie and nobody cares.
Is Carter friends with his odd looking kids or something? Or you know what I mean?
I don't know. So there you go. There's a little side story over at the
sad story.
At the Raw story talking about just what was that, six or seven people already in the Trump circle.
Yes,
that have lied
Jesus.
About contacts with Russian.
Why? I don't know. Because they don't want to go to jail, man. I think all this shit kind of snowballed. I think these guys, they were like, oh, listen, being in government's fun. It's fun to pretend to be a spy. Let's just sneak off and meet this Russian guy. I'll be James Bond. You be like, I don't know, fucking Columbo. And we get to pretend like we're gumshoes.
Trump allies are defending the meeting, by the way.
Oh, of course.
Everybody does it. If you get oppo, you go and find it out. But like we said earlier...
No, you don't.
GOPers are saying, no, you not if it's from a foreign entity.
Even heartless fucking GOPers that want to get rid of Medicare. Even those assholes. Even those pieces of garbage. Come on.
Don Trump Jr. tweeted today.
What?
Obviously, I'm the first person on a campaign to ever take a meeting to hear about an opponent. Went nowhere but had to listen. So he... confirmed again. This is why they're so stupid. He tweeted this shit confirming the story that he met with this person. If you're a lawyer for any of these Trumps, at least Ivanka shuts the fuck up. She knows enough not to tweet. Her brothers are dumb shits.
They're
dumb.
Right, I mean, I'm trying to think of something redeemable about Uday and Kusei, and I can't think of a fucking thing.
God, I think that's real. I think that picture of them is real.
Well, and Ahmad Gahn chimed in and
it's
said...
It's his least favorite. Yeah.
And I get it. She said that's DJT's least favorite picture of his fucking kids.
Speaking of morons, Sean Hannity tweeted...
I got a big ham face.
Destroy Trump media... allows Dems to lie every election.
Oh, fuck you, stupid.
Ours.
He should have a fucking Xanax.
Republicans, he's saying.
Yes.
Are racist, sexist, Islamophobic, xenophobic, etc. Dems never look for op research, ?
Not like this, stupid. Even your own little suck buddies in the GOP are saying this is nefarious. God, I've said nefarious like eight fucking times.
But they're all, as the HuffPo points out here, this argument of, well, who cares? Everybody does it. Admits that they're meeting with a foreign agent and they're willing to collude. That means that they knew they were possibly going to have collusion with a foreign entity and were okie dokie smoky with it.
They didn't give a fuck. Everybody does it is not a great excuse when you're talking about colluding with, I mean, the fucking Russians, dude.
Yes.
The motherfucking Russians. I mean, that's, it's like cartoonish. It's as if Uday and Kusei, they sat through the 80s, through like Red Dawn, through, I don't know, Spies Like Us. I'm trying to think of movies where the Russians are the fucking bad guys. Through every fucking action 80s movies. What was that movie with Clint Eastwood where he controlled the fucking plane with his goddamn mind? Foxfire, that one. All these
God.
You know the movie I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Shit.
He flew the plane telepathically, but the plane would only work if he thought in Russian. Who buys that? What kind of wacko said, hey, here's an idea for a script and buys that?
Was that what it was about?
Yes, dude.
I don't remember that. So. I don't remember. I might have seen it, you know, a thousand years ago.
What's that movie, White Castle? Not White Castle. What's the White Castle?
Sliders are great.
No. Gregory Hines and the dancer, Baryshnikov. They're in it. They're, Rush is the bad guy.
White Squall? No, that's...
White Squall? That's that fucking movie about all those dickheads on the boat.
Yeah, yeah.
The sailboat. Damn it. White Knights.
White Knights.
White Castle. Hey, go to Amazon.com. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy White Knights. Fuck you.
Let's go over to the Drudge Report. Ooh. See what's going on. What's not being thought about over there.
Fucking
the
idiots.
The headline says, oh, I was just going to do this story. How interesting. The headline says, Christy Talk Radio train wreck.
Oh, my fucking God. Has he started
so,
yet?
Well, yeah, you know, he... Apparently, they're going to have him on some New Jersey sports show.
Oh, my fucking
and
Christ.
And I think the owner of the station or somebody over there even said, well, it's kind of an audition that they
what?
Might... They're thinking of hiring Chris Christie to be a radio sports dude.
God, Chris Christie, let me ask you something. Spend your whole life in fucking government. You're the Attorney General of Jersey, right? He was,
right? Yes.
Right, yeah, in his past.
Yes.
And he's the governor. So all you've got to show for this is an audition to be a talking head on a sports radio. Just tell him you want the job. Fuck the audition. Tell him to shove the audition up their fucking ass. You got to be kidding me.
So he's already, they're already thinking it didn't go well because he got into a fight with a guy on the air who called him a fat ass.
is there audio of that shit?
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God, dude.
This is Chris Christie on WFAN Sports Radio.
Oh, that's a huge sports station over there. I mean, that's a big deal.
Taking a audition. Call from Mike from Montclair, who is a frequent caller, apparently, to the station. He's a regular.
Meet your new constituents, Chris.
Over here at Mediaite, they say, Mike brought the heat right out of the box, resulting in 90 seconds of sports radio gold. Here is Chris Christie. Approval rating gone down, by the way. His latest, it was possible, his approval rating ran down. 80-something percent disapprove of him. Like 14 or 15 percent approve. I want to meet
these
14
guys.
To 15 percent that approve. What is wrong? Hey. With those people.
You know what I approve of? All those pictures of him where they put him in that chair in different places.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love that. I don't know why. It's funny to me.
My favorite Christie is him in the baseball outfit, though, the disgusting moose knuckle or whatever the hell he's got going on down there.
What's up there?
Here is Chris Christie on WFAN. Here's where it went off the rails.
Oh, yeah.
Here's where his audition... Imagine. This is exactly what they're looking for. I'm sitting here thinking, wait a minute, how are they, is this going to disqualify him? This is what Christie is.
Yeah. Hey, you don't have to audition for crab diving. If you want to show on this fucking network, come on over, buddy. I mean, I don't know, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Fuck it, dude. I mean, he's the former governor.
Chris Christie, WFAN.
Mike in Montclair. What's up, Mike?
Governor, next time you want to sit on a beach that is closed to the entire world except you, you put your fat ass in a car and go to one that's open to all your constituents.
Well, you know,
not just you and yours.
Interesting, Mike. You know what? What's that, Gov? You know, Mike, I love getting calls from communists in Montclair.
Communists in Montclair.
How does he think that every call is going to be this? This is every day. Have you ever listened to sports, like sports radio, like on the AM and different? These people, the people that call into sports talk shows, are the biggest assholes on the fucking planet.
And hardcore, yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
communist.
I'm going to listen. I will listen to this show. I will listen to every episode of this show if he's on it. I love it.
What's that, Gov? You know, Mike, I love getting calls from communists in Montclair.
Communists in Montclair.
You know,
you're a bully, Governor, like bullies.
You know what? And listen, I'm not the one who came on the air. Hey, hold on, Mike. Mike, I'm not the guy who came on the air, swore on the air.
Who swore?
And so you did.
I got to kick the heck out of you.
You know, you're swearing on the air, Mike. You're a bum.
You know, you have bad optics,
bad optics.
Okay?
Mike, I'd love to come look at your optics every day, buddy. And you know what, Mike? What matters is what you do. That's what matters.
What have you done?
What I just did was stop polluting the airways with a guy like that. Now, listen, these guys are going to come on and notice they're both from Montclair.
Well, you know what's so funny? Can I just say?
Yeah. I told you when the calls came up, right?
I said to the governor, I said, man, you're popular in Montclair. We got a few guys up. And you're like, no, Evan, I'm not popular in Montclair.
No, there's
no
chance.
You're not popular anywhere, you fuck.
In a state like in my state in 2013, when I won 19 out of 21 counties and got 61% of the vote, you know, I lost Montclair. So
they don't like you there.
No. And the editorial page editor of the largest newspaper lives in Montclair. I mean, this is a town that, let's just say, to be charitable, leans leftward.
Did you play that, or was that on the fan?
I may have accidentally hit that.
I didn't know they had it. Hey, Kate, do something with that elephant in the studio. Corral it back to its little room. We're live from the yard.
Yeah, I don't see how that's how he's going to get. I don't see how he's going to get fired for that. I think he passed his audition with flying colors,
dude. These people that...
You're a bum. You're a communist and a bum.
He's not going to be able to do this. This is a bad fit for him.
Well, every caller is going to be...
They hate him.
You fat fuck. Yeah, you fat ass.
You're going to broadcast to listeners that dealt with your bridge closure? They hate you. They fucking hate you,
he's
dude.
He's really not...
It's funny. Oh... He called him a communist. Is that that's his first bad caller? And he calls him a communist? You got to have a different way to deal with people, I think. I don't know.
The Sports Funhouse tweeted, Mike in Montclair calls Governor Christie a fat ass and a bully. Christie calls Mike in Montclair a bum and a economist and a communist. And we're off. Yay. Hashtag WFAN.
I mean, jeez.
Communist.
Imagine callers in New Jersey to a sports radio, New York. They're going to be, everybody's an asshole.
What year are these people in?
What do you mean?
Communist. You're a communist.
They're all jack-offs. What does that mean, you're a communist? Hey, listen, you're a communist, dickhead. You're the one that's, all he wants to do is sit on the fucking beach, and he couldn't because you were there. On the 4th of July weekend, right? The big holiday weekend, you can't get on the fucking beach because you're dickheaded. You're an asshole.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He didn't give a fuck.
Zero fucks given.
I mean, Chris, if you want to do a sports show, do one where nobody can call you. That might be a better thing. Yeah.
So that's the headline. Over to the Drudge Repo. Chris Christie off the rails.
Right.
But like I said, I think he's... He cemented his audition. I think he nailed it.
He's fucked.
Nailed it.
Oh, yeah. God damn it. I mean, really, you're a governor. And they're going to make you audition for a radio show? That's insane. It really is. I mean, Chris, I hate you.
Just because you're the governor, why would you all of a sudden?
No, I wouldn't take it from these fucking guys.
But I mean, you have to audition.
No, fuck that. I'd say, listen, you offer me the job or suck my dick. I ain't coming in to audition for you, losers. Communists.
I forgot. You know what I forgot to read? There's a Seth Abramson is a journalist.
Yes.
BBC, CNN, PBS, NPR, et cetera,
the
Washington
BBC.
Post, Seattle Times. Fake news.
Oh, all those fake news places. Bullshit. Yeah.
He's a professor of journalism at the University of New Hampshire, an attorney.
Right.
Just giving his
okay.
I'm giving his CV.
Some light background.
Here's everything we learned today about the June 9th, 2016 meeting at Trump Tower.
Yes.
Between Trump's campaign and a Russian agent.
Okay.
Don Jr. was there. He first lied, said there was no meeting. Then he said there was and lied about his content, lied about the content, and then he finally came clean. His confession,
yes,
in quotes,
right,
was that an acquaintance he wouldn't name,
okay,
set up a meeting with a person whose name the acquaintance wouldn't give him.
Where, how do you function?
An acquaintance of mine,
yes,
won't give me the name,
ooh,
of this secret person. Fake who group. Has shit on Hillary.
Oh, yes.
So let's all go.
Hey, listen.
Again, we're supposed to think is plausible.
Yeah, and how would you even function as a human being with this level of awareness and memory? I mean, these people are all, they sound like they're in the late stages of dementia.
You're right.
I mean, I can't, how do you walk around?
I don't recall how many times I met with Russians.
You're spending your whole day going like, I'm off to go somewhere. I don't know where I'm going, who I'm meeting, or who told me to go there, but I'll be there in a second. How do you live like that?
I'll always remember meeting Vlad.
He didn't remember jack fucking shit. I think he's... Don't you think something's going on with his noggin, Trump? Don't you think something's up with him?
For a long time. Don Jr. now says he was... This is Seth Abramson still. He now says he was told this unknown person had anti-Hillary Clinton intel.
Yes.
When she arrived, he said, she had nothing and changed the subject.
Oh, shit.
Don Jr. admits this person was a Russian attorney and admits she did give him anti-Hillary intel, but now he claims it made no sense to him.
But he can't remember who the fuck this attorney was?
Oh, he remembers. He's now saying he didn't know who she was before he went.
You know, I think they might get off on all this shit because it's so confusing. Their stories are so convoluted. I have problems following it. It's such bullshit.
Instead of ending the meeting then, Don Jr. let this Russian attorney go on for nearly 30 minutes talking about U.S.-Russian sanctions.
Oh, okay.
Those sanctions were the result of the Magnitsky Act, a U.S. effort to punish Putin cronies stole hundreds of millions from Russia.
Right.
Putin is enraged by that.
Ooh, yes.
He wants Trump to end it.
Jeez, I'm engorged.
And he says that won't happen because the affected individuals are human rights abusers, too. Don Jr. admits.
Yes.
Another Trump son, Kushner, son-in-law, and Trump's campaign manager, Manafort, were also at the meeting with the Russian attorney. This is a good time to note that this attorney, Natalia Veselinskaya,
nicked!
Is an, quote, agent of the Kremlin.
Oh, shit,
she
man.
Represents government interests.
Damn.
Don Jr. is now claiming that he, quote, refused to tell Jared or his dad's campaign manager what the Trump Tower meeting was about.
God, nobody knows what anything is, what anything is about, who anybody is.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I know, but it's just bananas. We're supposed to buy all this shit.
Manafort, like, I forget which Republican said earlier, there's no way the campaign manager is going to be like, okay, cool, I'll take a meeting with somebody who knows somebody who might know something,
right,
who won't name them. Got sure. It. Let's do it.
Let's
it's
take
not going to happen.
Trumpalos, let's take a step back and let's really take a hard look at who you fucking voted for. You voted for administration. They can't remember anything. They don't know where they're going. They don't know who they met with. They don't know who told them to fucking go there. And now they want to take your health care. What's not to love, guys? Good job, dickheads.
Despite not knowing who they were meeting, allegedly, both Kushner and Manafort showed up to this meeting with an agent of the Kremlin.
God damn.
This is a good time to note that by this time in 2016, both Kushner and Manafort had undisclosed conversations with Russian agents.
Shit.
Already before they met this, calling it the Veselinskaya.
Go fuck yourself.
Kushner had spoken with Sergei Kislyak by phone in April. Manafort had spoken in person with Kislyak at the Mayflower Hotel that month.
This is like the worst Chekhov play.
Kushner would go on to have another call with Kislyak.
Yes.
A meeting with him and a meeting with Putin's banker.
Ooh.
He disclosed none of them.
Spank banker.
Manafort, at this time, was just weeks away from lying on TV about whether he met with Russians at the RNC to change the GOP platform.
Oh, great.
Manafort would later be fired from the campaign for his dealings with Russian allies in Ukraine. He is now a target of the Russian probe. These are all tweets, by the way. This is a tweet story.
Damn.
Soon after the June 9th meeting with a Russian agent at Trump Tower, Manafort met twice with an ex-Russian soldier. He did not disclose it.
Oh, shit. A Russian, some fucking James Bond type.
A week before the inauguration, Manafort was still advising Trump. He told him to use the anti-Clinton intel Don Jones Jr. said he got June 9th. This is before the inauguration. Manafort was saying, put it out there.
Listen, so like, I'm thinking that the way it sounds like Russia's saying, hey, listen, you should use this dirt on Hillary. But what might have happened is, you know, if Russia is controlling Trump, they might be saying, hey, dickhead, use this information on Hillary. We're telling you to do that. I mean, are they ordering these people around Russia? We don't fucking know.
Despite this, Don Jr. says he never told Kushner and Manafort they would be meeting with a Russian. And they allegedly never pressed him for info.
Who the fuck got... Listen, I have a day job. My boss, I schedule things for her. If I told my boss, like, hey, boss, I have a meeting scheduled for you. She's like, oh, who? I don't know. Where? I have no fucking idea.
They might have some business for you.
But you need to go.
Yeah.
She'd tell me to fuck off.
Veselnitskaya says the meeting went 20 to 30 minutes, and one of the men, either Kushner or Manafort, left halfway through. She can't recall which.
Right.
This is a good time to note neither Don Jr., Kushner, nor Manafort would ever breathe a word of this meeting to anyone for over a year.
Right. That doesn't sound at all suspicious.
But all that is just a prelude, because we also now know that now... President Trump was in Trump Tower as this meeting was happening.
Furiously masturbating.
Moreover, we know from Politico that Trump was, quote, hunkered with his advisors.
Yes.
Including Manafort and Kushner discussing this anti-Clinton intel.
Oh, shit.
So Trump was in a building he owns.
Right.
With his sons, his manager.
Right.
Discussing the very topic that Don Jr.'s meeting was about.
Wait. Are you drawing conclusions? Are you putting together dots?
How dare you? At some point during the day, Don Jr., Manafort, and Kushner excused themselves from Dad's company to meet with a Russian.
Ooh, God
damn
it. That
they allegedly didn't know they were going to meet.
Well, geez, this is beginning to sound like fucking bullshit.
According to Don Jr., none of the three men told Trump where they were going. Or who they met with, and still hadn't as of today. We never told Dad anything.
You know what, Vile Experience? I'm sort of starting. Who hired this special counsel? Who appointed Mueller? Who did that?
The deputy AG.
Okay, listen, guy. I think you overhired.
Rod Rosenstein.
Why did he overhire? It's like you could have hired anybody for this. I mean, you know what I mean? This is hard to suss out? I don't think you need Mueller. Hire like a fucking television detective.
Seth Abramson continues, says this is a good time to note that when the news of the meeting came out, Trump's attorneys called the whole thing, quote, a Democratic conspiracy.
Oh, yes.
So according to Don Jr., they heard out this Russian agent who set the meeting under false pretenses for around a half hour.
So they met with a guy for a half hour.
Woman.
They didn't talk about shit.
Then they went back to their dad boss and continued discussing the same topic they'd just been discussing with an agent of the Kremlin. And now we know what the Trumps, Kushner, and Manafort spent the rest of their day doing.
Yes.
Writing a major speech about anti-Hillary intel.
But not with any of the shit they talked about at the meeting that they didn't fucking have, that nobody went to, that nobody knew about. Okay.
Trump initially said he'd give the speech, which he announced that day on June 13th. On the 9th, he said he'd be giving it on the 13th. Then the Pulse nightclub shooting happened. So Trump instead gave on June 22nd the anti-Clinton speech that he, Don Jr., Kushner, and Manafort had prepared at Trump Tower on June 9th.
Well, there you have it, right? I mean, is that...
And Keith Olbermann pointed out
that I love Keith
a tweet
Olbermann.
From that day in the afternoon.
Keith is the man.
Don himself
yes.
tweeted something about, hey, what about these 33,000 deleted emails?
God, so
that day that Don Jr. Manafort and Cushy
met with these guys,
but
with
didn't
that chick.
Know they were meeting with a Russian who had poo-poo news on poo-poo Hillary Rodham Clinton.
News. Wow. That's damning. Is this not damning? Is this news damning?
During Trump's speech, he claimed enemies of the U.S. had a blackmail file on Clinton.
Yes.
And clearly used the Russian phrase compromat.
Oh, shit.
For compromat.
Yes.
Blackmail file.
Yeah, yeah.
In America, we say blackmail, but what Trump wrote while a Russian agent with anti-Clinton intel was in Trump Tower said blackmail file.
Dang. Wouldn't you call it something else, maybe? It's not as damning. Call it like the A file or the B file, something like that.
This is a good time to note. Trump had repeatedly told us no one from his campaign was ever secretly meeting with any Russian national.
Oh, God, dude.
Then he says, there's only a few more tweets here. He says, wait, there's more.
Oh, shit. What, Ginsu knives?
Remember the fifth meeting participant whose name Junior initially refused to reveal?
Okay.
That's his acquaintance,
right,
who set him up with the Nevisitskaya Skushkivaski.
Nicked.
And I've lost my place.
Shit,
in here it is Goldstone, Rob Goldstone. They now know
who the fuck is that.
Well, Ryan, the next tweet says Goldstone is a Trump senior friend who knew Don Jr. First met Goldstone was judging the Miss America pageant.
Wait a second.
In Moscow.
Wait.
In 2013.
Miss America or Miss Universe?
I believe they mean Miss Universe. I think Abramson fucked up.
Hey, get it right, God damn it.
The week Goldstone was hanging out with Trump Sr. and Don Jr. in Moscow is the week that the Daniel Steele dossier says Putin got the compromat on Trump. Fountains of Russian hooker piss, allegedly.
Fountains, man. You got to really listen.
Same time period.
Yes. You got to drink your fluids. You going to meet with Schittler? Drink your fluids.
Goldstone is a publicist who represents Eamon. Who is a singer.
Yes.
Who is the son of Trump friend Aras Agalarov.
Wow.
A Russian billionaire oligarch.
Welcome to Uncle Vanya, baby.
According to numerous media outlets, Trump Sr. and Goldstone's good friend Aras Agalarov is a close associate of Vladimir Putin.
Go fuck yourself. Jeez. This is insane.
So this Agalarov guy, Abramson says, is the most powerful Russian contact Goldstone has.
No shit.
Goldstone set up the meeting with Kremlin agent Natalia Veselitskaya.
Holy fucking fuck.
So this guy, Seth Abramson, says this leads to an inevitable and reasonable speculation that Agalarov is the one who asked Goldstone to set up the meeting. But since the Kremlin agent wouldn't dare meet with Trump aides without Putin's approval.
Yes.
Putin almost certainly set the whole thing up.
But wait a second. This contradicts the story coming out of the G20. Does it not? That Putin said he didn't do anything.
Oh, well, that story, yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is amazing. So you're telling me a judge of the Miss Universe contest arranged this fucking tete-a-tete?
Well, here, and we're using our brains now.
No.
Trump's friendship with the men who set up the meeting.
Okay, get my brain.
Goldstone and Agalarov.
Yes.
Makes it unthinkable that Don Jr. hid the meeting from him. How would Don not know if two of his favorite Russian butt buddies set it up?
So you got a top 10 list? That's a great David Letterman list. Top 10 Trump Russian butt buddies.
The ethics attorney.
Ethics, whatever.
I think he's talking about Richard Painter.
Oh, yes.
Who we quoted earlier.
Oh, shit.
My favorite former Republican ethics attorney. The ethics attorney for Republican POTUS George W. Bush told the media tonight that Don Jr.'s contact on June 9th was, quote, close to treason.
It's close.
But that means now President Trump was really at the June 9th meeting.
Yes.
Or on a speakerphone during it, he also committed, quote, close to treason.
Oh, shit. Close to, but not treason. It's either treason or it's not treason.
This Maybe. May explain
yes.
why Trump's attorneys, before stupid Don Jr. tweeted out his confession.
Fuck you. God damn this kid.
They bizarrely alleged it was Democrats setting up Trump that set Veselnitskaya to Trump Tower.
So the Democrats were setting up Schindler.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was a honey trap. They were trying to set up.
Yeah. A honey trap.
They were trying. Yeah, that's a.
Oh.
That's a.
Hillary's.
That's a spook term.
Hillary's hanging out in a bar somewhere dressed in a, you know, flimsy little nightgown. A gown, not a nightgown, but, you know, like a gown, evening wear.
Yeah. An LBD?
Yes.
Little black dress?
A little black dress. Is Hillary the honey trap or not?
A honey trap is a stratagem in which irresistible bait is used to lure a victim.
Guys, we have a serious stratagem. Honey trap. Honey trap. Hey,
so
the honey trap's a couple of chicks peeing on each other.
Social media data from Goldstone confirms the Trump Tower meeting was in the afternoon on June 9th when Trump Sr.
Yes.
was in the building.
Okay.
Maybe a good time to note, just 72 hours after this June 9th meeting,
okay.
WikiLeaks began to dump huge blocks of anti-Hillary intel.
Oh, fucking shit.
We're wrapping it up here.
Okay.
Conclusion.
Yes.
This meeting.
Okay.
Whether Trump attended or knew of it or not
right.
is hard evidence of Team Trump-Russia collusion at the highest levels. How could it not be?
Yeah, really. There's no way to think that...
Okay,
there's no way to surmise they're not talking to each other.
Even if you believe the implausible lie that it's more likely that there is... a secret base on Mars accepting former used diddled kids.
Secret.
Then,
yeah, right.
Then it is to believe that Don Jr., Manafort, and Kushner attended a meeting with someone who they didn't know, who would not be, they wouldn't give a name, and they didn't know that it was a Russian. Even if you assume that ridiculous lie is
yes.
true.
Okay.
Then they get there. They meet Natalia Veselnitskaya.
Net.
And she's like, hello, my name is Veselnitskaya. They probably figure out she's a Russian.
Yes.
At the meeting.
Right.
She changes the subject, starts talking about Russian sanctions. Why do you not get the hell out of Dodge? Why do you stay for a further 30 minutes?
Well, maybe you want to talk about the sanctions. You know, I mean,
Seth Abramson
God.
Concludes, but as anyone reading this thread, even a child could see,
right.
Trump did know of the meeting and possibly attended. It's far worse.
God.
Today is a turning point, he says, in the Russia probe. We will no longer ask, was there collusion?
We know.
But now we're asking how much collusion was there.
And is it still going on?
Conclusion number four. Now is a good time to note that we are only 10 to 20% of the way through Mueller's FBI-led Russia probe. They're 10 to 20% through. These things take like a year, 2 years. We're just scratching the surface here.
Do you think... See, now... What I think, if you skip to the end of this, let's just skip to the part where Schindler, along with his private fucking security forces, he just skips town and he leaves. He goes to that Mars place with all the fucking kids that got
diddled. Send me to Mars on the next on the
Mars.
Next pedophile shipment.
Don't you can't you see that? You don't think Schindler is going to escape to Russia? I believe that.
Especially I'm surprised Manafort hasn't already.
I would listen if you found that, and then all that Rico shit comes through,
or Flynn.
Yeah, they should all go.
I'm surprised they haven't already.
Oh my God, that fucking dove just landed on the fence again. We have a Bernie Sanders moment every fucking day on the show.
It's been pointed out that Trump tweeted around the same time this Kremlin agent was at Trump Tower,
yes,
meeting with Kusey,
Kusey,
and Manafort,
Boy,
and Cushy.
Yeah, what a bunch of shitheads.
This is what Trump tweeted that day. How long did it take to Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton tweeted, delete your account to him.
Oh, okay.
And he responded, how long did it take your staff of 823 people to think that up? And where are your 33,000 emails you deleted? Oh. How did he know about 33,000 emails that were deleted?
You're saying, how did he know about that number? He just picks 33,000 out of the fucking air? Maybe he's like Notre Dame.
It's just a quinky dink.
Oh, yes.
That it happened on the day.
Yes.
That Don Jr., Manafort, Kushner were meeting with Natalia Vysotskaya, Scooper Voskovich.
Hey. Listen, Trump, go to Russia. Get the fuck out of here. That's what I would do. It's not looking good, right? Or will anybody care? Will anybody care?
If he goes?
No, will anybody care about these revelations? Maybe.
Well, yeah, everybody except Trumpanzees.
Yes.
And I don't know. I think we got to start seeing some sane Republicans. And I'm
not remotely
suggesting that it's for the good of the country that they're going to start coming out against Trump.
Oh, shit.
Trust me, there's no thought there that these reptiles give fuck all about the country. Like, they're worried about getting reelected.
Oh, yes.
And more,
yes.
I mean, the evidence is, and this idiot just confirmed it. Don fucking Jr. confirmed it with a tweet.
Because you're saying these Republicans, they want to get reelected more than anything.
Well, they may also know that maybe this Veselnitskaya, or whatever that fucker name is.
That's pretty good. Veselnitskaya!
That she...
Yes.
Is being surveilled. Maybe they got tapes of her that caught Kusey meeting with her. So Don Jr. may know that those tapes exist and that he's El Fuckoed.
You are El Fuckoed.
So that may be lying about it now. I don't know. I none of any of this makes sense.
Is he sort
of... Which might be part of it also.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dazzle, obfuscate, lie, baffle, throw up smoke screens, confuse everybody, flatly deny. If you're holding an apple in your hand, say it's an orange.
Yeah, because all they got left in the ammo case is glitter bombs, baby. That's all they got. They just got glitter bombs. They're fucked.
Don Jr. now has an attorney, it says.
Okay,
yeah.
Congratulations, Don. I hope you guys get along. You know? What a dickhead.
He could get charged.
Yes.
With making false statements to the FBI.
No, is that illegal?
He's told two different stories to the media. One is a lie, so anything else he tells the FBI will contradict a story and could be a lie.
No shit.
If he tells the FBI a new story that contradicts an old one, or is a lie, or is self-contradictory, he's in trouble. Somewhere he's making false statements.
I mean, I don't think they're going to let him in prison hunt those, drugged up lions.
If he admits he got anti-Hillary intel from a Kremlin agent.
Yes.
He's receiving stolen property.
No shit. Oh, fuck me. So what are they going to do?
Also, conspiracy to commit computer crimes. He met with a foreign national. Who wants a policy shift from Trump Sr. and is at the same meeting offering intel is bribery.
No, shit, dude.
Asking for intel from a foreign national in the midst of a campaign could
very well
be prohibited solicitation.
God, we got to get rid of all these onerous regulations.
Depending on what the information was, what was done with it, whether it's believed to be true, it could be conspiracy to defraud.
Oh, shit.
If after the FBI made its Russian probe public, he talked to anyone else from the meeting about their story, he's witness tampering.
God
damn it. So if he called Jared and said,
yes,
we got to get our story together, bro.
He's witness tampering.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And obstructing.
Oh, fuck.
Or conspiring to obstruct.
But they have to be aware of all these possibilities, right? They have to know that They probably don't know anything.
Only being at a meeting with a foreign national with knowledge she was offering something of value is campaign finance violations.
But God, how the fuck are you supposed to get elected if you're a dirtbag if you can't do any of this shit?
He lied to conceal the meeting, conspired with others to tell lies. That would be accessory after the fact.
Sad.
If he lies under oath, that's perjury.
Dang.
If he admits to talking sanctions policy with a Kremlin agent.
Yes.
Could be espionage.
Booyah! Well, that's the big one, right?
Accessory after the fact again.
Sad.
If he knew about Russian hacking.
Oh, yes.
And then lied about it later.
Right.
Saying it didn't happen.
Was that?
Accessory after the fact.
Oh, shit.
If he lied to Secret Service.
Secret.
At Trump Tower to hide a meeting with a smuggled in Kremlin agent.
Yes.
He's making false statements to a government official.
That's bad. These are all bad.
If he knew the Kremlin had feloniously acquired the Hillary Clinton intel, if they told him we hacked the fuck out of the server, the DNC server, the emails.
Give it to me.
Or
that's
we hacked
illegal.
Her emails. He could be looking at some kind of a felony.
Oh, shit.
For actively hiding it.
Oh, dude.
More criminal conspiracy charges if him or Manafort's actions were part of a criminal course of conduct, because then it's a conspiracy of multiple people.
Multiple. Damn, these guys are fucked.
If he told his dad of the meeting.
Oh, shit.
And Trump lied repeatedly to America about it. This could be used as evidence for an impeachment hearing against Daddy.
I have a question. When you say lie to America about it, so if he tweeted that there was no collusion, but he knew in fact there was, is that lying to America? Even over
sure.
Twitter? Even if it's a tweet?
Yeah, well, yeah.
God.
Well, especially since the campaign and Trump have both said, these are my official statements.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Remember, at first, the campaign or the toadies, the cabal, were like, oh, don't take his tweet seriously. And then Trump was like, fuck that. Take my tweet seriously.
Oh, yeah, because he's a big guy with a big, thick
it's
American
the only
cock.
Way I talk to my people.
Oh, God. You suck.
So now they're saying, well, okay, we're going to take your tweets seriously, motherfucker.
Who's running the country? This is bananas.
A Russian cabal.
I mean, really.
A treasonous, corrupt group of greedsters. I don't even think it's that they love Russia so much. I just think they're so such whores that they would do anything to win.
Maybe they're desperate, though. Maybe it's desperation. Maybe Trump is just being blackmailed and
you
know, whatever. It all sucks.
So there you go. Thanks, Seth Abramson.
Yeah, dude,
for your tweet storm and putting everything together so everybody knows what's going on.
Wow. God. Fake news. Ha ha ha. What a fucking nightmare. And all this shit's going on, all the collusion. The Russians stole our election. We should be, America should be outraged. They were just.
Hey, Maud Gaughan summed it up with the bullshit that the Republicans are trying to come up with. The Trump apologists saying it was the Democrats.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And she retweeted T-Pain, who's awesome, at T-Pain USA. He's an anti-Tea Party guy who's huge on the
Twitter.
It's
a rapper.
No. It's
not T-Pain?
T-E-A.
Okay. T-Pain.
He tweeted, in summary, Don Jr.'s secret meeting was set up by Hillary to help Trump win the election so she could accuse him of treason a year later. This is what we're supposed to believe.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, you know, welcome to Republican logic, Trumpian logic.
You know, Donald, you just should have came out at your inauguration. This is what you should have done. Listen, okay, back when I was doing Miss Universe, I had a couple of chicks pee on me. Big deal. Now to the business of the motherfucking country.
Well, I really don't think, I don't think that's it.
Yeah. You think it's his real estate dealings and he's...
I think, yeah. And the hundreds of millions of dollars he owes to that German bank and
nicked.
Yeah, I think he started cozying up with the Russian mob when he got all... when he ran the fucking casinos
yes.
in Jersey into the ground. How do you fuck up a casino?
I don't know.
How do you send a casino
That's amazing.
Into bankruptcy?
fuck if I know. It's that kills me. I don't know.
As far as I know, there's still a bunch of pretty successful casinos going on in, in Atlantic City. Yes. Why did the two Trumpian, the two ones with orange little fingerprints on them, go tits up?
So you're saying he faked it going tits up, or he's just
no, he's an incompetent ass fuck.
He sucks.
Yeah, and
he can't run a fucking casino. You guys voted for a guy that couldn't make money in the casino business. What in the fucking fuck?
None of it makes any sense whatsoever.
To me, I would be like, when was the last time you went to a casino and you came out ahead? Nobody does.
Of course, this morning,
yes,
on Fox and Friends, Ryan, they viciously went after Trump and his son.
Okay,
For the shenaniganry that's going on. I'm just kidding. They licked their ball sacks.
Yummy, yummy.
Here is, I apologize in advance.
Oh, my God.
Here are, the A-team is back.
Right.
The asshole team.
Okay.
Is back.
Douchey.
Brian Kilmeade.
Blech.
Ainsley Earhart.
Blech.
And, of course, Steve Doocy.
Oh, God, he's
hello, everyone. Steve Doocy, Fox News. Ainsley, your tits look great this morning.
Oh, God. I forgot he's a perv.
Here is Fox and Friends. I apologize to your ear holes.
What a creep!
Here is how they covered the story of Don Jr. looking for Clinton dirt
from
the Russians.
What is going on when it comes to the other major issue, and that is the ongoing investigation when it comes to Russia and the Senate and the House and with Robert Mueller's doing? Another revelation over the weekend from Get This, the New York Times, who first off talk about a Donald Trump Jr. meeting that was that on his invitation, Paul Manafort would also attend along with Jared Kushner with a.
Now, notice how he said, now get this, the New York Times.
Now get this.
So right away, it's like, oh, well, you know, of course, it's the fake news New York Times.
I mean,
that's kill me.
Yeah.
Along with Jared Kushner with a Russian.
So that's the New York Times headline. Trump's son met with Russian lawyer after being promised damaging information on Clinton.
So that's the headline. Trump's lawyer met with.
I mean, doesn't that?
That's the headline. We're reading the headline from the evil, lying, fake news New York Times. We're not suggesting that that's what we believe. I just want everyone to know that we're reading the headline from the New York Times. That's not our news. That's what this little cum stain is doing. Well, I want everyone to know we don't agree with this. This is what the lamestream media is saying.
God, history. What do you think the story is going to be about this scandal? Is it going to be, is the narrative going to be, God, the right-wing media fucking lied to the American people and put this guy, put Schittler in office? I mean, how could that not be the narrative of this whole fucking thing?
Good God, another Alex Jones clip just dropped.
What
is different from the one I had earlier?
Give me a tease.
No.
Okay.
Well, because that was out there, then Donald Trump Jr. put out the statement where he explained what happened. He said,
he explained what happened. So fuck the New York Times. He's explained it, everybody.
Dude, you read the fucking explanation. That explanation's it's not an explanation.
Yeah. So
it's
listen
bizarre.
To what the lying scum of Rupert Murdoch's loins.
Oh, yes.
That evil's
fucking.
Evil
Caligula News.
Yeah, I am Sauron himself.
Grab ass.
Fucking propagandist.
Oh, yeah.
Who's done more damage to this world, I think, than he's in the top five in the last 50 years has done more damage to the whole world
more
with
than
his
Nickelback.
Misinformation, his lies, and his, especially what he's done to this fucking country.
Jeez.
Put out the statement where he explained what happened. He said, I had a friend, somebody I met during the 2013 Miss Universe pageant, and they said, hey, there's somebody who has some information might be helpful to the campaign. Brought the person in, didn't know the name ahead of time.
Oh, just like,
God,
of
damn,
course,
dude.
Like everybody does this.
What?
Brought it in, didn't know the name of the person ahead of time. We're all supposed to buy this.
Are you not? Is this guy not even pretending to be a journalist? I mean, do you want to look like you're shitty at your job to your? It's Fox News.
Right.
What am I saying?
Then, as it is revealed, She says, this is the Russian lawyer, says, I've got evidence that apparently Hillary Clinton is getting, there's a connection where the DNC is getting money from the Russian government and they're helping Hillary. But in the end, it was so vague and so nondescript, he realized she wasn't going anywhere with that and instead started talking about Russian adoption.
So he said he realized quickly in that meeting with her, this is how she lured me into a meeting to talk
bait
about.
And switch.
Right. And then she really wanted to talk.
It was a bait and switch. Poor Don fell for it.
And what was?
And then he immediately stopped it and said, "No, stop, you evil Russian bitch! I want to talk about Russian adoption."
Oh yes, boy, that's plausible.
About
good
adoption.
God!
But here's the argument: nothing came out of that meeting. You didn't learn anything. Yeah. But what's interesting is that if you have someone, if you're running for a political campaign, and then you find out that they have information about your opponent, wouldn't you meet with them?
Some dirt on
wouldn't
Hillary?
You say, "Sure,
well, of course." You've got some dirt on Hillary? Fuck yeah. Color me there.
Yeah,
I'm polishing my nipples up and I'll be there in no time whatsoever.
Oh, shit, man. I mean, this is just unfucking believable.
Listen to
it's infuriating.
This Russian propaganda station,
yeah.
Fox News.
Really? Hey, this makes you feel hopeless.
It's RT of the West.
Is this what? Hey, Kilmeade and Douchey. And Earhart, do you guys want to wake up in the morning? You want to do this? You want to be on this side of fucking history? Do you get paid that much?
Oh, yeah.
They do? Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
How
million,
much do they
millions.
Okay.
Well. I mean, the accusation was that he met with them because he had dirt on Hillary. What Donald Trump Jr. said is, they told me this overture was made to me under the premise that they had proof that...
This is making me crazy. I every other... Normal, of course, they're going to say, the evil liberal media is focusing on it. Won't they listen to Don's story? Why would he lie?
Oh, my God.
He's a rich white guy, Ryan, who's better than all of us. Why would he lie?
But is it, what do you think? What is the mission of the media? Is it to validate the statements of these fucking fat cats? Or is it to find the truth in something? You fucking, whatever. You got fuck off.
It's making me crazy.
Who watches this?
The DNC was working with some elements of Russia against him. Well, they had some information against him, against his dad and the campaign. That's when they had the meeting. Then when Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner realized this was going nowhere, they left. And then 10 minutes later, the meeting ended. And what it was about is this Magnitsky Act. This Magnitsky Act, this guy was an opponent of Vladimir Putin. When it became clear that he was going to be a thorn in Putin's side, the accusation was that Putin had him killed and poisoned. So because of the Magnitsky...
You notice how they're defending Putin?
Yeah.
Well, it's an accusation.
Why would you defend...
They're saying that Putin had him killed. You know, we aren't...
This is a guy who rolled into a country... Just took it the fuck over. This is a guy that has journalists killed and jailed and gay people killed and jailed.
He's been accused, Ryan. Accused of this.
Let's give Vladimir motherfucking Putin the benefit of the motherfucking doubt. But hey, Hillary's emails. She's guilty. She's evil. Fuck off.
Putin denied having troops sticking their cocks into the Ukraine border.
Oh, yes.
And then and now is like, I totally have... He just, it's the same thing. Oh, yeah, I totally have troops going into Ukraine.
Did he not shoot down a passenger plane?
Yes.
Full of people and they all fucking died? What about the curse?
Act. There was a sanction against 44 Russian officials. Because of the 44 Russian officials were hampered, Vladimir Putin's response was no more adoptions of Russian children to American families. So that's what this envoy was trying to do to further clarify their point. Let's get out of this mess. Let's free up the adoptions.
This is a lie.
This
is a lie.
Do you believe this on any level?
Why would... Vanilla Icekaya.
What is this? Who's that?
The Russian woman
Russian.
That they met. Why would she say, I've totally got things on Hillary? And then they're like, no, I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about Russian adoption.
God.
Let's save the children.
Oh, fuck off. Right. That is...
Who's believing this? Besides these three assholes.
God, if you're listening to Fox News, I you have to shock your brain into working or think. Use your, there's a thing in your brain. It's, how do you tell people how to think?
And they're not even, I guess I would feel slightly better if they said, if they presented it as, well, here is what Don Jr. is saying. Here is the argument.
Yes.
But they're not. They're saying, well, here's what happened.
Right.
He met with them and she did this and this and that. So of course you're going to meet with them.
So, and they're not denying the meeting happened.
Right.
So now we're at we all are in agreement that the meeting happened.
Yes.
But we're not supposed to believe.
Well, he didn't know who it was.
Oh, right. It was a
apparently
mystery
even
meeting.
Don Jr. is so unbusy.
Mystery meeting.
That he's going to take a mystery meeting with somebody who knows somebody who might know something.
That is.
And he's going to pull Kushner.
Jared. Yeah.
Who is the most busy, talented human since sperm met egg.
Oh, yes.
And Manafort, who was at that point the campaign manager in the middle of a campaign. He's got nothing to do, Ryan. Sure, I'll wander down and see what you might have, Donnie J.
Okay, at Vile Experience. Now we have to revisit a subject. In light of news of this meeting that include Jared Kushner, is Jared worse than Subway Jared? Okay.
If you were to happen to get the become the president of the United States.
Ultimately, what's curious about the whole thing is the acquaintance who had set it up. Somebody from the Miss Universe pageant in 2013. At the end of the meeting, apologize. Oh, I'm sorry that woman took up your time.
It's interesting. Nobody's reporting that, well, this was bullshit. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Interesting. Isn't it interesting? You know what's interesting? You know what's interesting? Ainsley's tits are really huge that outfit, and I love the way her legs are. So shiny.
Yeah, whip them out.
She's much better than that cunt Gretchen.
God, this is...
Universe pageant in 2013. At the end of the meeting, apologize. Oh, I'm sorry that woman took up your time. And there were no further details, no follow-up. Nobody knew about it until somebody
he's literally,
in the deep state leaked these details.
Oh, wait. I got to back up. That's the whole key to what I was... Sorry, the whole point of here. He's literally like waving his hands like, there's no, this is so ridiculous. They literally were, oh, this is so nothing.
I mean, how are the other people on Fox News going to talk about this? What's that one guy?
Shep?
Yeah, how's Shep going to, and the other
dude the right way.
But how is Fox News going to let him voice that if they're making
Fox? He gets away with it all the time somehow.
How can they have Fox and Friends with this thing and then Shep with the other thing?
And Hannity, who makes these guys look like Obama fans.
Yeah, and what's the other guy, that fucking anchor they have that puts up with Chris Wallace?
Yeah, he's a little more, slightly more sane.
Yeah, yeah. But geez.
So listen to what Deuce says.
And there were no further details, no follow-up. Nobody knew about it until somebody in the deep state leaked these details.
There you go. It's got Negro prints all over it. Obama's deep state leaked the details of this.
Let's say Obama's deep state leaked the details. Okay. It still happened.
How do you explain
right
them not saying that they met with a Russian agent? Why not
right
come say, hey, look, just so you guys know,
yes,
we got a call that there was alleged there's some shit on Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go see what they got. Out walks a Russian. Oh, we got we switched the conversation right to little kids. And then we got the fuck out of there.
Oh, my. It's just,
but just so you know, we didn't know what meeting we were taking.
Yes.
But we did end up meeting with this Russian, but
right
nothing happened. Why would you not say that?
I don't know.
Why is it? Well, I never met with any Russians.
Why do they send?
And you ask these three shit drizzles here.
Yes.
On this couch.
God,
that
they are
question
worthless.
And they would say, well, nothing happened. They didn't have any. It was a big nothing burger. Why should they admit it? Why should they write it down? It wasn't an official meeting.
There must be some spot in these Fox bots' brain that they must wonder, so what's up now? Like, what is happening in the White House now? Is there collusion now? Are there Russian fingers in our government's
fingers
assholes? Yeah. I mean, there has to be, right? Are we supposed to believe that it just stopped after the election? This is nuts.
There's a few more seconds of this shit.
The New York Times. And the whole thing is, if you disclose it right away, it's no problem. The fact that this was found out by a leak, an investigative reporter, was the issue, which forced Donald Trump Jr. to clarify over the weekend.
But didn't Manafort...
So, Kilmeade...
Yes?
Points to the truth for a half cunt hair second.
Okay.
He's like, well, the problem is that it wasn't disclosed at the beginning, that the deep state had to leak it.
Right.
And then Ainsley Earhart picks it up right there and is like, well, but.
God damn.
She's going to explain it away. Kilmeade, the real news was that one sentence from fucking Kilmeade.
It's a deep state.
The problem is this wasn't disclosed. So even right. if you're willing to suspend disbelief
okay.
and believe everything Kusei/Uday, Manafort, Cushy, Trump, these fucking cum stains, Ducey,
yes.
are saying.
Right.
If you want to believe all that, well, there is the one thing that's the problem
still,
is that
right.
that's the yeah. And then they blow right over it.
And why didn't they disclose it? Did they not? Did they not think about? Did they not explore that?
Well, this is how they explore
God.
It. Kilmeade tosses it as a throwaway line, and then Ainsley Earhart's gonna throw in a yeah, but.
And the whole thing is, if you disclose it right away, it's no problem. The fact that this was found out by a leak, an investigative reporter, was the issue, which forced Donald Trump Jr. to clarify over the weekend.
But didn't Manafort? I think Manafort and Jared Kushner did disclose that they right. had that meeting.
And Don.
Yeah, Killy. What are you doing? They both disclosed that meeting. What's
oh
wrong with
God,
you?
God, man.
This okay, is... so why didn't Don Jr., if he was the one that set it up? So
why
if
didn't
we're
he
talking,
disclose it?
Big deal if they disclosed it. They never said DJJ was there.
Right? Why did they mention that shit? I mean...
So, yeah, this is a big nothing.
God, if you listen to this show, you must be the biggest mouth breather on the planet to not have questions. You hear this report, and you're like, oh, okay, that explains it. Who the fuck are you?
And this will be every bullet point on Twitter or on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Go to our Twitter @crabdiving. That's when we if we talk about this, some chimpanzee, some moron.
Oh, yes.
Will spit out.
Yes.
These fucking bullet points from these assholes.
Boo. Insane. How would you believe this? How does a reasonable person buy this shit?
And if Trump gets his way and turns it into. What Erdogan is doing in Turkey
yes.
and what Uncle Nipples successfully did years ago, this will be our only news.
Right. We're fucked.
This will be all we hear.
That fucking shit on the John Oliver show, that Sinclair Media bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, crazy.
It's all insidious. And meanwhile,
we got to get to Alex Jones.
Oh, go ahead.
Quickly
yeah.
here. I apologize. Yes.
yeah, we got
to
hear
We have a lot
shit.
Of Alex Jones to cover here. Here is Alex Jones over at InfoWars, and we've noticed that ever since Alex lost his custody case, I think my theory was that he's realized that he's just not going to be mainstreamed no matter
right.
what happens.
Fuck
that,
it.
Yeah, he's just got too much chemtrail, lizard people. Sandy Hook truther stuff
yes.
In his past.
And that's his passion.
And that he seems to have just said, fuck it, I'm going off the deep end.
Yeah.
He's been a lot more violent imagery saying, I'm just going to defend myself, but I'm going to fucking be ready to kill that fucking, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You never know.
The, I'm playing a character.
Yes.
I'm going to kill libtards. No,
right.
no. I'm just playing a character, you know.
Yeah, you're Meryl Streep.
And, well, here's another example of this. Here is Alex Jones. This was today.
Okay.
In fact. Listen to where he...
Awesome.
Of course, the first name he invokes.
I can't wait.
Actually, they found some of the headlines. Let's pull them up. This study found race matters in police shootings, but the results may surprise you. More whites are shot per capita than blacks. The Washington Post actually got that right back in 2016. These numbers are known. The Washington Post launched a real-time database to track fatal police shootings, and the project continues this year. As of Sunday, 1,502 people have been shot and killed by on-duty police officers since January 1st, 2015. Of them, 732 were white, 381 were black, and 382 were of another or unknown race. The vast majority were white.
That's because the majority of humans in the United States are white, but right. Also, he lied when he said per capita earlier. It's not per capita.
That's just the
number. That's just the numbers. There are more and more whites. And it's not vast.
Right.
732 were white, 381 were black. 382 were other.
Okay.
Or unknown.
Yeah.
So
he's massaging the numbers, sort of.
Right. And I believe we know that per capita, it's just the opposite.
Right. Of course.
But again, it doesn't matter. There are some bad cops that shoot people they shouldn't. Everybody knows that.
Well, that's a nice revelation.
Jeez,
because
thanks.
Not everybody that watches your show knows that.
Yeah, they don't know that, dude.
The point is George Soros and the Globe.
There we go.
Bam, baby.
George Soros.
God damn it, Georgie.
Bad cops that shoot people they shouldn't. Everybody knows that. The point is George Soros and the globalists know there's a rebellion against the corrupt government. They know there's a mass awakening. They want to short circuit it with a bunch of race baiting, race fighting, and everybody killing each other.
Race baiting, race fighting, and everybody killing each other.
So somehow that George Soros is firing up the blacks when a white cop kills a black guy. Because those dumb blacks should know, Ryan, that more white people are killed by cops than them.
You know, it's crazy. Alex, don't you feel like that when a white cop kills an unarmed black person and they get off, there's no punishment, there's no justice? You don't think that's enough to upset a community? George Soros has to do it?
And many former cops have come out and said, you know what, it's black people. Cops are afraid of black people.
Right.
They're taught to be afraid of black people. They're reinforced to be afraid of black people.
It's institutional racism, yes. Right? It's not George Soros.
George Soros and the globalists firing up the blacks. So according to him, George Soros,
yes.
Of course, is funding Black Lives
of
Matter.
Of course, along with the Chimera.
Which, by the way, did you see that one of these, a cop that was shot and wounded, I believe, or maybe
yes.
The families of a cop that was killed, I'm not 100% sure, are suing Black Lives Matter.
What the fuck? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, and what do you sue?
Yeah,
it's a hashtag.
Who is it?
Is there an official formed...
you guys have a P.O. box?
Trademarked Black Lives Matter group? I thought it was an ambiguous... I mean, there are people who organize around the hashtag or stuff like that, but I don't believe it's an organization. I could be wrong.
No,
but
that doesn't make
any
fucking
sense. And regardless,
it's
the dumbest thing I ever heard, because please point to me where anything officially labeled Black Lives Matter, if such an official thing exists.
Yes.
Where they would have incited violence against police.
Right.
I want
how
a
do
citation
you
of that,
that,
please.
This hashtag.
Well, and then
it.
They'll play that tape of a little group of assholes marching somewhere who said, kill the cops, kill the cops.
Or they'll play
fry the bacon
tape.
Or something like that.
Didn't they have a fake tape that somebody engineered that made it sound like a group was calling for the death of a cop?
Oh, they edited it.
In New York,
they stopped,
right?
Yeah, they stopped the tape.
A lie.
When they were saying just the opposite.
Yeah.
Bunch of race baiting, race fighting, and everybody killing each other. It's in the WikiLeaks. They're trying to start a race war. And a lot of people are self-centered out there in the population. They think I'm against a race war because I'm afraid.
What kind of statement is that? They think I'm against a race war because I'm afraid.
Well, yeah, he's afraid the blacks are going to kill him. But he's going to set that straight.
Oh, absolutely.
You cuck.
Oh, yes.
Population, they think I'm against a race war because I'm afraid. They think I'm against a race war because I'm scared I'm going to get killed. No, it's the opposite. I'm scared you're going to get killed.
There we go.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I'm just trying to save all the rampaging Negroes from my hot white death.
Right. Give it up for the lunatic martyr on the mic. Fuck you.
I've got security. I've got firearms. I live defended behind a gate, behind walls. If there's a race war in this country, it's going to be the minorities that share the main brunt of the slaughterhouse.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, geez.
If you want a race war, Negroes, yes, you're going to get your black asses kicked.
That doesn't sound very
And that's not a threat.
Christian.
That's a fact. But why would I feel good if you got killed? I'm trying to keep you from aborting your children.
Oh my God. You know what? I was wondering what the mission statement of InfoWars for a while now. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell Mexicans that they've got a 5-year program to forcibly inoculate every Mexican girl at the age of 11, and it's been linked to sterilization. But you're La Raza, funded by the Fortune 500. Your Mecha, funded by George Soros and the big foundations, wants to wound you with racist Chicano brainwashing to keep you stunted under their control in your barrio.
They're convincing you that we want to launch all of you guys out of the country. Oh, wait.
How many times are you going to invoke the name of Soros? How many fucking times,
dude? That's the boogeyman.
Good Lord. It's been like five
brainwashing
times.
Brainwashing to keep you stunted under their control in your barrio, under the management of your local Mexican politico don in the Mexican mafia that keeps your people down and sells you drugs and pipelines you into the prison.
Oh, my God.
But nobody sells out their people like the black leaders, and that's well known.
Whoa.
Nobody sells out their people like the black leaders. Good thing.
Which black leaders?
It's not racist at all.
Jesus,
it's well known, Ryan.
Oh.
You should know that.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Oh, it says right here.
Libtard bubble.
Jeez. Cuck. The black leaders.
Mexico orders HPV vaccinations for all fifth grade girls, saying it will end threat of cervical cancer.
Well, here
God
we go. They're
damn
anti. Let's all remember who in Texas signed into law
Rick fucking
HPV
Perry
vaccinations for girls.
And because his fucking friend owned the company that made the vaccine.
That has nothing to do with it. How dare you? He wanted to save the cervixes of all these girls.
Oh, that was my inner cuck speaking.
Cancer, which is basically so rare it's unbelievable. A lot of folks say, shut up, Alex. Let Gates do this. Let the UN do it. Hey, I'm not racist, but they're coming after us. Why are you exposing all this? Because I have to tell the truth.
Oh, my God. That's almost right. I have to sell these stupid fucking products.
Here's
that
some
I
dick
advertise
pills.
Yeah. Horny goat weed or whatever
and
the
I
fuck.
I tell you what's going on. Doesn't mean Black Lives Matter is going to listen. Doesn't mean Mecha and La Raza are going to listen. And it doesn't mean if down the road we fail to stop this race war, big horde of people are coming down the street for me and my family, shooting guns off in the air and burning buildings, I'm going to light up whoever I got to defend my family.
Yeah. Well, of course.
But it doesn't mean I'm going to enjoy it.
Okay. I'll dispute that.
Oh, so I'm getting shot to death by your machine gun, but yet this hurts you more than it hurts me.
I'm willing to bet that in the unlikely scenario that hordes of brown people are rampaging toward Alex Jones's house,
well,
shooting
fortified
guns in the air and burning shit.
Oh, yes.
That
George Soros.
The look on his face as he's standing up atop the parapet above the crenellated walls of Alex Jones's compound.
Shirtless, nipples tweaked.
That he's got a gun in his hand. I'm predicting that the look on his face would be glee.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh. I get to shoot Negroes.
My God. I bought all these great weapons on Amazon Prime. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
I'll do what has to be done, just like I've done in the information war. But Trump's trying his best to turn prosperity back on and to unify America, and we're trying our best as well up against the likes of George Soros, a horrible, nasty, who's overthrown over 80 countries, crashed over 100 economies.
I want citations, by
oh,
the way.
Yeah.
But I know he's a currency dude.
Yes.
And that some of his currency manipulation may have been involved in some shenaniganry.
Of all the country overthrows he's been in charge of, which one was your favorite?
Azerbaijan.
Oui, oui.
He admits he worked for Hitler and says he's proud of it and doesn't.
We've
covered
God
that story before. The actual story is that he was entrusted by the Nazis in Romania or Hungary. Hungary?
Oh, yes.
Romania? Hungary, I think. During the war.
Yeah, it was Hungary. Hungary.
And, yeah, and He got out of it. He was supposed to deliver messages or something, and somebody got him out of it and had him, helped him, helped
and he was
hide
a kid.
Him. Yeah, they helped hide him because he's a Jew.
But he's a, yeah, and he was a kid, and he, God damn it. I'm sure Alex Jones is getting the story wrong, guys.
Oh, no, it's fact, Brian.
Oh, okay.
He gleefully, Soros gleefully admits that he was a Nazi sympathizer.
Yarr! What a loon.
Good God. Holy shit, we got to go real quick here, but...
amazing.
Let me see how long this other one, this other clip is from Alex Jones today, talking about transgender people.
God damn, Alex.
We've got just insanity this hour into the next. We've got British man 21 makes history by giving birth to baby daughter. When I read the headline in AP, Reuters, The Sun, I said, it'll be a woman that thinks she's a man that had a baby. And sure enough, it was, because they haven't produced artificial wombs that work properly. They still got to use cows to grow humanoids and clones.
Is that true?
Okay, hold on a second.
That's so depressing.
I believe he's correct that we don't have an artificial womb that works properly in a human.
Okay.
No fake pussies for you.
Right.
Well, they have fake pussies.
No fake pussies.
No fake working uteruses. and egg throwers or whatever.
How does that work?
Well, that's where he goes off. Crazy land. He's talking about chimera.
Yeah.
That's why they're using cows.
Why can't you grow?
They still got to use cows to grow humanoids and clones. So... it's a woman that thinks she's a man that had sex with a man. She had a baby, but they say it's a man. It's fraud.
Okay.
British man 21 makes history by giving birth to baby girl thanks to sperm donor he found on Facebook.
It's fraud.
It's not that I hate mentally ill people.
So now saying that transgender people are mentally ill.
Oh, come on, Alex. You're a dick.
I mean, you know, if somebody wants to go be a woman or be a tranny, you know, if it's a gay guy and wants to go pick up more guys, you want to go get breast implants and doll your hair up, knock yourself out. I'm all.
If you're a gay guy that wants to get more guys, that's why they become transgender.
And tranny is not the right word. No tranny.
Correct.
Don't say tranny.
But that's why they do it, Ryan. Not that they're a woman trapped in a man's body. The only reason they do it, they go get fake titties, is to go pick up more men because they're gay dudes, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. And you know what else? George Soros.
Oh, yeah.
All for freedom. But if you really think you're a man and you're a woman and you go and have a baby, now let's show the baby bump, and then the media runs with it that a man had a baby. No, a woman had a baby. A woman had a baby. A woman had a baby.
Who cares?
Holy shit.
They identify. Why are you so up in arms about this, Alex?
It doesn't affect him.
It doesn't.
In the least.
Holy shit, we gotta go. That's it for today's episode.
Oh, yes. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget iTunes. Don't forget Stitcher. Don't forget crabdiving.com. If you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, buy shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby!
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, when. Go to his Twitter stream and his Instagram stream at RatedRComedy. Or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile!
And we'll be back tomorrow. Maybe there's a little bit more of that clip. Maybe we'll play a little bit more of that tomorrow. So I'll tease
A
little more Alex Jones for everyone there.
Yes.
And we'll be back tomorrow, everybody!
Bye-bye.
I got a life force. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving.
And I'm coming.
Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.